that idea of saying Tachnun, I thought it was a very, very important idea that we should go ahead and we should think about it. And I'll explain why at the end of this year. But we know that Chodesh Nisan, the custom in most shuls, I would assume, is just not to say Tachlin Chodesh Nisan. I saw today that in general, religious Jews, especially men, they're very happy when they choose not to say Tachlin. And that might be a little problematic, as we'll explain towards the end of this year. I think Rabbi Reisman, I mentioned this a number of times, once said, you try to explain to a non-Jew, why it is that a Jew is very happy when he is a chassan in shul. Because he doesn't say even if it's not a Monday or Thursday, but a Monday, Thursday especially. So let's look and see. So if you look at source number one, the Shulchan Aruch says that ein noflin al pneiim b'chol chodesh nisan. So you're not supposed to go ahead and fall on your face, it means say tachnun in all of Chodesh Nisan. The question is why is that? So we'll see in a second. And then because you don't say Tachanun, you don't say Tzitzkascha with Shabbos, you don't say Tzitzkascha on Shabbos Mincha, they must speed them bow, there are no eulogies, but they must anim bow, you don't fast. He says, Lahaskev at Sibur, in other words, you don't go ahead and have a fast, for the Sibur, but Bechoros, Misa'anim, Bereh Pesach, and we'll explain what that means in a second. Bechoros fast, Bereh Pesach. Okay, and then you don't go ahead and Tzidik Hadin either. Okay, now, so Mechaber says that you don't pronounce a Tzpinus in the Tzibur. Okay, and we'll get to the Masechet Sofer and we'll understand why that is. If you look at the Ramah goes on, and Nagu She'em Misanim Botanis Klal. You don't fast any fast day at all. Afilu Yom Shemes Bo Avav Imo, even a day where your mother or father passed away. But the time is halom, you can fast. Okay, so that deals with Chodesh Nisan. So Ashkenazim, Ir Devi Yortzeit, on Chodesh Nisan. And as I am actually talking, I realize that today is Ches Nisan, which is the Yortzeit of my grandmother, my mother's Marlo Shalom, Rosh Hashanah, and my mother never fasted on Chodesh Nisan. She always felt bad about it, that she couldn't fast because it was Chodesh Nisan. She's always telling me, but Ashkenazi don't fast at all. Okay, so where does this come from? The idea that all of a sudden we say in Chodesh Nisan that you don't go ahead and you don't fast. Okay, so if you look at the Torah says, Matzasi Kasev, I found it's written Rosh Chodesh Nisan Ad Achri Yisruchag. Until after Yisruchag, ain't nothing up in the air. You don't go ahead and fall tachanun. Lo biyom, lo belayla. Ain't omer tzitz chasid tzedek, mincha, you don't tzitz chasid tzedek. Min nisanim, the same thing. And what's the reason? So he quotes, he says, the parakama, it's not parakama. He says, yes, why don't we fast on Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh Nisan? So he says, because in Echad ben Nisan, the Mishkan was put up. The Yud Beis Nisim, he kriva korbanam, the Yud Beis Yom. And the 12 Nesim were makrav each day on Korban Layom. B'chol Echad Asu B'yom L'yontav. Everyone made a yontav in that day. And, everyone goes ahead and makes a yontav in that day. And since everyone goes ahead and makes yontav in that day, so if everyone makes yontav in that day, it's a yontav for generations. And for that reason, we don't go ahead and we don't say Tachlin, we don't fast. Okay, he says bo, and we don't fast Achayavar Nisan until the Chodesh Nisan passes. Which, by the way, it's very important to see. So if you look at the original source of Masechet Sofrim, so we see that really the original source of not fasting, not saying Tachlin, really goes only until Isruchag Pesach. Okay, now I'm not recommending that we should change the custom and we should start fasting after Isruchag Nisan Pesach. We should start saying Tachanun. I'm just pointing out the original custom, we don't everything stops, by after Yisruchag Pesach, which, by the way, would explain, on a certain level, some of the Minhagim Aspirus HaOmer, or even some of the taina people have against Yom HaShoah, you see a corner to a custom, it's not a problem, it's L'Chodesh Nisan, because this was, that's not the custom anymore, but that was the original custom. So he says, why was the original custom? Because before Pesach, there was a reason not to fast, there was a reason to celebrate, but after Pesach, he didn't have that reason anymore. Okay, so then what happens is, you look at source number three, it says, Kol HaKosuv, the Megillas Tainus, anything which is written in this Gemara and Meseches Tainus. So I just want to say, so Meseches Sofron says, we treat it like a chag, okay? However, even though Meseches Sofron says it, the Babli does not hold that way. According to the Babli, Erev Pesach has Chashivut, Pesach has Chashivut, and Ishruchag Pesach has Chashivut. But no other part of Chodesh has Chashivut. How do I know this? You look at Meseches Tainus, Tafid Zayin on the base, tomorrow there is discussing Megillas Tainus. Now what's Megillas Tainus for those who don't realize? Megillas Tainus is a list of all those holidays that the Jews celebrated during the time of the Bayis Sheni. They had to deal really with the Bayis Sheni, had to deal with the Second Commonwealth, and therefore once the temple was destroyed and really were not affected by these holidays, these salvations, Megillas Tainus became Batel. The only exceptions the Gemara tells us to Megillas Tainus are Chanukah and Purim, and I have to add in Tu B'Av, which is a big question, why we still celebrate Tu B'Av. Okay, that's a question for a different time. However, it says, Kol HaKosu Megillas Tainus, Ms. Baglopa, he said, Gemara said in Sachs Tainus, that anything where it says you shouldn't have had Megillas Tainus, Lefana Ba'asur, before it's also Acher Mutter, and after it's Mutter. Okay, so the Gemara says, so what are Megillas? So you're not allowed to fast the day before, but after it, you're allowed to fast. So Tana Rabban Ilan Yomai L'Sana Bahon, these are the days where you don't fast. What are the days that you don't fast? So he says, the days you don't fast, he says, are, Umiksasun de Lola Misma Bahon, and the days where you don't have a Hesbid, Me Rosh Yarchad and Nisan Ad Tamni Abay. So you're not supposed to fast from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 12th. Why? Because that was when they established the Tamid Shalboker, the Tamid of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. Nitanei Be'ad Sof Mo'ada Yisav Atah Tzchag HaDeshvua. He says, from then until the 8th day, I apologize. That's when they established the Tamid for the Beis HaMikdash. And from the 8th day until after Pesach, that's when they established the Chag HaShvuas. What does that mean? It was a big machlokas between the Stukim and the Perushim when Shavuos should be. The Stukim basically felt that Shavuos should always be on a Sunday. Perushim now said that Shavuos should be whatever day of the week it is. For example, this year Shavuos will be on a Friday. The Stukim belt should always be on a Sunday. What does it mean it should always be on a Sunday? Because they said that when it says you start counting the Omer after the first Sunday, after the first Shabbos, after Pesach. So why did the Stukim say that? Because they felt, listen, well, this year it's not really a big deal. But they said, you know, usually if Shavuos falls out on a Monday or on a Wednesday, you know, it's in the middle of the week. You know, it's not really so pleasant to have a holiday in the middle of the week. Want to have a long weekend? You make it on Sunday. Then you have Shabbos Sunday together, and it was a very big argument that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, and finally they were convinced and it was accepted that Shavuos will be on the right day of the week, whatever day it is, the same day of the week as the second day of Pesach is. Okay, so because of that, they decided not to have a Tainus then. He says that's what happened. However, we know that these are all holidays on some level that are only affected during the Second Commonwealth, and therefore it became Batel. It became Batel after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Chodesh Nisan lost its yichus according to the Bavli. However, according to the Maseches Sofrim, did not. So you look at the Maseches Sofrim. Maseches Sofrim says like this. We saw the Maseches Sofrim before last week. In Maseches Sofrim, it says that in Maseches Sofrim, it says the Maseches Sofrim, it says that it's. Parak Chavalef, number four. First, it mentions it was a minig of certain people to fast. So Mordechai, three fast days after Purim, as to remember the fast of Esther. Sheni Chavish Sheni. He says. So he asks the question: if we're going to fast as remembrance for what Esther did, we know Esther fasted in Chodesh Nisan. So why don't we fast in Chodesh Nisan? So the Gemara says, the Sechazorman says, why not? Because you can't fast the Chodesh Nisan because the Chodesh Nisan, who got my Mishkan? He says, and since Shneim Asur Nisim Ikrivu Korbanu Shneim Asur Yom, and since 12 Nisim were Machim Korbanus in 12 days, the Chol Shevet Meshevet, for every Shevet, and therefore, and everyone didn't have that Yom Tip. And then he says, and this is very important to remember, okay, very important to remember, this is the Masechta Sofrim, again, Mashiach can come anytime, and Mashiach can build anytime, but this is the Masechta Sofrim. I'm sure you all heard of this Chazal. He says, the base of Israel built in Chodesh Nisan. He says, it's nothing new. It's just like the Mishkan was completed and done in Chodesh Nisan. The Masechta Sofrim says, also the Mikdash will be the last Mikdash. And therefore, we don't say Tachlon Kol Yimei Nisan, and we don't fast till Nisan passes, except for the Tainus Bechoros, that they fast in our Pesach. And he says, and then there are those who fast because they want to come into the Pesach, the Seder, the Avon. And the Talmidim fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday, if there is a Chil Hashem. Okay, unfortunately, it's a Chil Hashem. They want to fast because it was a Chil Hashem or it was a Kavod Torah. He says, but the Masechta Sofrim asks, but Monday you say you're going to have a fast day, Bitsina. You're going to have a fast day, Bitsina. However, to have a fast day, the Farheshet, to announce a fast day for Hestia, that you can't do in Chodesh Nisan. That's why the Machaber said, and remember I pointed it out, the Machaber said that you should not fast in Nisan to mention the Bitsibur, and that's based on Masechta Sofrim. The Ramah says, our minhag is extended, we don't have any fast in Chodesh Nisan except for Erev Pesach. Okay? But I said, this is the Masechta Sofrim. The Masechta Sofrim seems to point out that the Masechta Sofrim says that we go ahead and we the fast and the Isra fasting is all a Chodesh Nisan. Okay, so the Machaber, the Beis Yosef, in source number 5 is asking on the Tur, because the Tur says the fast that Chodesh Nisan is special until after Isra Chag. So why does the Tur say it's only until after Isra Chag? If according to Masechta Sofrim, the Isser actually lasts a whole Chodesh. So if you look in source number 5, the Beis Yosef, see, the Beis Yosef says like this. It says, because since our Gemara holds that there is no Isser to fast at all of Chodesh Nisan, okay, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's no Isser to fast. So he says, and our Gemara says there's no Isser to fast at all, and I quoted the Gemara. So therefore, it's our Gemara stands against the minhag not to fast until after Isra Chag, all right? So therefore, since the Torah mentioned the minhag not to fast till after Isra Chag, he wanted to bring a source for it. He couldn't bring a source from our Gemara because our Gemara holds his nose for the fast at all. So for that reason, they brought a source from the Masechta Sofrim. See, even though the Masechta Sofrim is only saying it's us for the fast the whole month, but the Torah was just trying to bring a source so you can't fast until after Pesach. And it's not really a big deal because it's all menhagim. See, that's the bottom line. So that is the pshat of the Beis Yosef, and he says, and this is very important. He says everything is allowed. What is nahud is nahud, is not nahud is not nahud, right? And he says, and the reason. So the question is, he says, why did they say why do we have a minhag not to go ahead and not to fast the first half of Chodesh Nisan? He says because they wanted to give kavod to those days that the Nisim went and brought and made a, they made a Yom Tov because they brought karbanos, right? And therefore, and they didn't want to go ahead and they didn't want to give kavod to the rest of the month after Pesach according to the Torah, because they said really nothing special happened. Why should we go ahead and give kavod to the rest of the month? If we want to give kavod to the first half of the month, why should you cover to the second half of the month? And by the way, it makes a lot of sense because if you start saying every day is special, you sort of lose out on uniqueness of the first 2 days. So that reason the Torah held the special uniqueness of Chodesh Nisan only lasts until after Pesach Isra Chag. Fine. So that's the machlokes in the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Masechta Sofrim v'chol Chodesh Nisan. And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says, why v'chol Chodesh Nisan? See, he says, because since the 12 Nesiim were makriv korbanos on each day, and he says, and then you have Pesach and Isra Chag. So since you have the majority He says, since in the majority, which is Kodesh, he calls it, is special. Once the majority is special, the whole month is special. The whole month is special. So that's why our custom, Mishnah Berurah explains, is to keep the whole month Kodesh. Now, if he says, if you look at the Grah, and I mentioned the Grah for a very important reason, and then I'll speak about the issue at hand. I want to talk to our Hashulchan. He says, so first of all, any day you don't say Tach, you don't say Tzedekadin, Tzedekas Tzedek, and you don't have a Hesed. He says, and also a hesped. He says like this. He says, V'chol zen minhaga, this is all a minah. Av medina de gemara hakol mutter, medina de gemara, everything is mutter. So because these were days with mentioned Gilas Tainis, that is bottle now. So the Gra points out, medina de gemara, it's all mutter. Now why am I mentioning that? It's very important to understand, okay, that the Isra or the Chiyuv or the fact we don't say Tachman, the fact that we don't fast, it's a minhag. Now, why is it a minhag? Because again, there are times when minhagim are not kept. Now, I would just mention that there are certain minhagim that are very important, and you can't break those minhagim. Okay. And bottom line, many minhagim are very important, and as we know, this year we're seeing minhagim that I've already people getting shyless and discussing. There's certain minhagim that, you know, are not going to be kept this year. For example, again, I'm not saying it's such a strong minhag, but many people have a minhag not to sell real chametz. All right, this year, for various reasons, yeah, people will be selling real chametz and various other minhagim that might come up. So certain things are minhagim, and a makam tzorech, sometimes you don't keep a minhag. Now, however, a minhag based on knesses, you should understand, is actually quite important. And I heard my father, you got to be very careful of minhaget beit hakneset, okay? Now, what does minhaget beit hakneset mean? Minhaget beit hakneset does not mean, if let's say, for example, I'm Rosh Chodesh in a certain shul, they have a lachayim, it's a nice custom, but it's not minhag beit hakneset. Minhag beit hakneset is a minhag that shuls have had. That's minhag beit hakneset. So the minhag, certainly it's a minhag beit hakneset not to go ahead and say tachnun in Chodesh Nisan, and therefore, it's very difficult for someone to go and say, you know what, we're in shul, we're going to say Tachan Day because of the Ace Tsar. It's very difficult to say. When we're talking about Yechidim, which right now, unfortunately, we all are, because everyone's davening in their home, doing their own thing, so then you should understand, then it's much easier for a person to say, well, maybe, I'm going to say Tachan, depending how he feels. Okay? Maybe I'm going to say Tachan. So before we get to the last point of the shir, I want to look at the Aruch HaShulchan. So look at the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says like this, source number 8. We make Gadlus HaKodesh HaZeh, and because of the greatness of this month, and what's the greatness of this month? He says, Gam HaMishkan Hukam Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Mishkan was put up in Chodesh Nisan. Kedechsiv Bekudei Banasim Hikrivu Yom Yom Chobanoseyem L'chanuk Mizbeach. And then the Nesiim went ahead, and they were makriv every single day. Okay, he says, and also in the future, we saw this in the Sefer Soferim. He says, and therefore we don't say Tachan all day Nisan. We don't fast until Nisan passes, except for the Bechoros. We don't say Tzedakah Tzedek. We don't have a Hesved. We don't say Tzedakah Din. He says, and Beis Yosef says only a Tainus Sivir shouldn't have it. Yochid can fast. He says Ramah says the minute got to fast Tainus Klal even Yom Shemesh Ba'av Ve'Imo. He says, but Chasam Yom Chupaso is able to fast. So you see that even if for Ashkenazim, this fast that we don't fast is not in every single situation. The Chasam Yom Chupaso can fast, right? So then, what happens at the end? And I want you to see this. And certainly, Talmud Chalomik can fast. And he says at the end, the Ein Lishol, and you shouldn't ask. Eize Yichus Yesh Liyom Achar Pesach. He says, don't ask what Yichus is our Pesach had. The Yesh Tomer, like the Magen Avraham says, Mishnah Berurah mentioned that since most of the days went out, Bikdusha the whole month, Uba Emes and Tzorach Lazeh, the Chol HaChodesh Nisan Kadosh, Shritem Shavi Arnu. Okay? So it's very difficult for someone to go ahead and to say, well, let's say Tachman, okay? Or for anyone to say, people should say Tachman. I just want to share with you, and it's source number 9, I have the Hebrew and English. So I mentioned this in the shir last week that I was, when I gave the shir on Tachan, I was thinking about saying Tachan and Chodesh Nisan, but obviously I don't want to stand on my own. Now, the and I thank Miriam Weed, who sent me this, and this is a sicha from Moshe Lichtenstein. And, you know, whether or not you want to go ahead and you go down to the English book there, whether or not, I have the Hebrew there in English, but whether or not you want to go ahead and to say Tachin or Ravina Malkeinu, I think that it's important at least to hear what he's saying, so at least in the rest of the davening you understand. So he says here, and I think it's important to hear, if a person chooses to say Ravina Malkeinu, which by the way, I heard that also the Eda Haredah said to say Ravina Malkeinu, again, not that I generally follow Eda Haredahs, but there's already a precedent. They did not say, if a Tachin said to say Ravina Malkeinu, all right? But I think it's important for us to feel what he's saying behind it. If a person does not feel what he's saying, that he certainly should not say Ravina Malkeinu Tachmon. A person is, we could talk about that. So he says, and he goes on and he says, I didn't ask him why, but there's a compelling halacha case for this. As I said, it's only a minhag. We're not in shul, you know, so we're not changing the minhag of shul that we do with Sibur. But he says, there's a compelling religious and emotional need to do so, right? Because we are supposed to cry out to our Kaddish Baruch at certain times, and the Rambam says in Hilchos times, we're supposed to cry out. And that means he says, and if we think about Maseches Tainus and its other perspectives of crying to Kaddish Baruch Hu, is not only something to give shurim about, which you do over time, but it has to be reality. You have to feel that way. Okay? You have to feel, you know, when we are locked up in our houses and we can't go out, and we're nervous, and we see stories, you know, who now has corona, who unfortunately has passed away, you know, and you go, you know, and Baruch Hashem, they say that Eretz Yisrael should stay that way, is the safest country, I just saw. But the bottom line is, we see Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael is mamish b'makom tsar. I look every single day to see what's going on, and it's just horrible, horrible what's going on. But the fact that besides the corona, besides the deaths, which are terrible, we see the economic reality. We see so many things are being affected. The kids are not in school, that's very, very difficult. I saw a very funny line, the funniest line someone sent to me. You know, a lot of the shlichim, they're always homeschooling their children. So that's why they're always saying, we want a Mashiach now. We learn what it means to homeschool children. It makes it very challenging. It says there's so much going on. This is an ace tzara. We have to really feel this way. And the bottom line is, I've always been saying, no one I know has experienced anything like this in our lifetime, okay? So he says, so do we have to recognize, we have to cry out? And if you want to know the reason, someone called me and asked me, why did I divide Tehillim amongst the shul? Why did I do that? After all, maybe it makes more sense that we should just say a few parakim. So my point was, I want, number one, the tzibur to come together. Unfortunately, we can't come together to tzibur physically. We come together and say Tehillim, and if those did not join, they can still join and say Surah Brit Tehillim every day with us. He says, but the other reason is because I want people to feel Nachrayas to join, Nachrayas to count out. If I just say, okay, I would say these program every day, I'm not sure, but now we know there are many people in the shul that have Nachrayas say Tehillim every day, but we have to cry out. He says, and therefore he says, he goes on, and therefore, the tefillos that really, 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 really express these feelings and emotions, there's no question, there's Tachanun and Avinu Malkeinu. And, you know, he says, and the fact is, you know, I saw someone wrote, a certain rabbi in America, I couldn't find the original source, but I saw him quoted, and he said, that why is it that people are happy not to say that? I'm not talking about Hurachum, okay, but Hurachum people, maybe because it takes too long, Hurachum is a very important tefillah. But why are people not happy to say Tachon? You know what Tachon is? Tachon is a feel of total dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which intellectually we all know, but emotionally it's so hard. It's so hard to accept that Tachon, that it's an emotional dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, and therefore he says, why is it there's a deep reluctance to adopt a crisis mode in tefillah? When everything else is in crisis mode, it's in crisis mode. I saw an interesting article. Somebody asked, you know, when this is all over, so psychologists and philosophers are going to try to explain the rush to buy toilet paper. Why do people rush to buy toilet paper? Of all the things to buy, toilet paper. One of the things is because they want a sense of normalcy in their life, because we feel lives are not normal. He says, so the bottom line is we have to realize and understand that our lives are not normal, and that comes through tefillah. See, he asked the question. He said, why was only a half day fast? That I understand already. I was actually worried about having even a half day fast because maybe it's a time of Magefa and people should keep their strength up. I actually spoke to a few doctors about it, if it's okay. But that I understand. But he says, it's not important or not whether or not you say Tachanun, whether you say Avinu Malkeinu, but what's really important is how you feel about it. Do you feel like we're in a crisis mode? Do we feel like we have to go ahead and do something and we have to cry out? That's the important thing. So whatever a person does, a person wants to follow the custom, a person doesn't want to. So Moshe Lichtenstein here says, he says Tachanun Avinu Malkeinu. I heard Eidach Hordy says Say Avinu Malkeinu. I heard there of Nevin Saul. And our shepherd said, not to say being a volcano, you know, there's no Easter, you know, and whatever it is, especially if I would say to say Tachanun in the shul itself, that would be problematic maybe. But I myself, so I'll say is, what do I do? Well, I would say it depends how I'm feeling at that moment, all right, after I finish Dam Mishpat Esrei. But if you think about it, Vayomer Dabar El God Sar Li Ma'od, as he mentions, I'd rather fall in the hands of God and the hands of Bnei Adam. Nothing expresses our feelings than this when it's going on right now. You know what's going on right now? It's a very powerful, powerful, powerful feeling. And we have to somehow bring that feeling out and express it. So if a person is not feeling that, okay, I got to say Tachanun, he certainly should not say Tachanun. If a person is really feeling at that moment, that, like, he's feeling the tsar, okay? I think that, you know, a person on his own, not in the shul, could definitely do it. I myself have done it a number of times. Depends on feeling on that day. And Avinu Malkeinu, I am saying now for that reason, because we have to feel the tzar, okay? You know, hopefully Eretz Yisrael is the safest country, but Achenu Beis Yisrael, and we have to really take responsibility. And responsibility, yes, is watching who we're with, taking care of ourselves. Responsibility also means crying out to God. So even if a person chooses, and I understand that they're not going to say Avinu Malkeinu, which is what most poskim are saying, person chooses not to say Avinu Malkeinu, certainly most people are saying, I'm not saying Tachanun Avinu Malkeinu, however, a person should certainly feel in Shmoneh Esrei during every tefillah, how important it is to go ahead and to realize the Pentecost of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that's a very, very important message. I have to tell you, that's a very, very important message. And this is probably the most, besides listening to Hanachayot and realizing how serious it is, this is the most important message to go on. People are saying, and it's true, yes, the Seder is not going to be the same. Pesach is not going to be the same. But the bottom line is, it's not going to be the same. We have to be positive and happy. But at the same moment, we have to realize we are an Eis Tzara. An Eis Tzara, I have to tell you, that again, I'll say that I don't think anyone has ever existed. Has experienced it, you know, we're talking about an Eis Tzara probably since the Shoah. So obviously, if you went to the Shoah, experienced something worse than this. But besides that, it's terrible. And therefore, we have to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the most important thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Yeshua. And the Meretz Hashem, we should see the Yeshua. Okay, so again, I want to clarify, I'm not telling people to say Tachanun or to say Malkeinu. I myself have said it at certain times. I'm saying people, if they want to say, if they feel it, they could say it. They're not feeling they shouldn't say it, that's for sure. And I myself probably would not say it, certainly, I wouldn't say it on Pesach. Okay, so that's, anyone have any questions they want to ask?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
In terms of feeling Tachanun, there's a line in Tachanun that I don't think I've ever felt. And because of that, I always feel uncomfortable saying it. And I was wondering how
Yom HaDavid HaGad, you mean?
Yeah, in Vayomer David El God. So there's one line: Yagati ben Chasi Aschem b'chol laila mitasi b'dimasi arsei.
So I say that all the time, but I have to tell you, the bottom line is, again, what does tears mean? Okay, yes, when I get into bed, sometimes I actually feel, oh my gosh, this is crazy. It doesn't help the fact that the last thing I do before I go to bed is before I say Kriya Shema, look at the news and see what's going on. It doesn't help. But right now, if I ever felt it, I really feel. Hold on a second. Hold on. Why did the music come on here? Hold on a second. I'm sorry, hold on. I'm not sure this happened. There's music on here. Excuse me, sorry. Hold on a second. Hold on. Do you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you fine. We don't hear anything.
Okay, so you have music in the background. I'm not exactly sure why you have music. Okay, but I'm not sure why. Okay. I'm not sure why.
But it's a very good song. It's very apropos. Ma'anya Belezri, okay? So that's a good idea for a shir. Okay, you hear the music, everybody?
No.
You don't hear the music?
No, we don't hear the music.
I hear music, okay. Ma'anya Belezri, okay? Maybe something wrong with me. I'm not exactly sure what is happening. But anyways, so I'll speak. I feel it right now. I mean, I say, a lot of people have always said certain lines of Urachim. I have to tell you that I go ahead and say all the tefillahs that we're supposed to say. I say all the tefillahs. In a regular time, I say all the tefillahs. But certainly, if I've ever felt you got beyond chassi, I have to tell you, I feel it now. I mean, you just see, first of all, the fright. Who are you going to hear tomorrow? God forbid has corona. You hear about people unfortunately dying, and you hear, I have to pay a shiva call to someone. I get off, it's a father-in-law, as I mentioned, of one of my students. I have to call his wife to pay a shiva call. And, you know, it's definitely a case right now of there's a case right now of Yagati Ban Chassi. I think it's there, and I think we have to try to work ourselves. And I think part of the reason for doing this, yes, we have to feel the tsar. I think you should know that Rav Chaim Risker did not like making fast days because Rav Chaim felt people didn't get into the mood of it. But right now, for the first time in my life, okay, I really, really, really am feeling it because this summer is affecting the whole world. The whole world, look at the numbers. We should have Yeshua soon. So I'm saying, you know, if we're talking about saying Tachanun, that I say all the time. If we're talking about saying it now, it's when I feel it. That's what I would say. Okay, so it's a bunch of notes. Any other questions? Hello? Any other? Is that it?
So practically any change to davening, or we just continue as usual?
No, so okay, someone asked a question about saying the additions in Shemon Esrei. No, that's only for Sarah Shemay Tshuva. I'm not talking about adding to Shemon Esrei. Adding to Esrei is something which I need. You need Chachmichai. You need Mamish Doros to do it. We're not able to do that. And the extra things that we do, that's for Sarah Shemay Tshuva, you know, Sarah Tshuva. I'm not talking about that. I mentioned, you know, and Red Bins just started, you should add the Vino Mokane is the Chorachamech, the Shema Kolein, I can send that again. I think that's a good idea to do still. I really think that's a good idea to do still. I still do that. And other things, that's what I would say. But we have to really work on feeling. And I'm not saying not to have Onik Shabbos, not to feel Simchas Yomtiv. And hopefully we'll be beyond this, you know. Yeshua Hashem Karabayim. As Mirtz Hashem, as I will point out, Mirtz Hashem, Sunday, Shabbos, my Shabbos Golot Russia. Mirtz Hashem, 12 o'clock. I'll send it out. So keep that about 12 o'clock, Shabbos Golot Russia. It's going to be in Hebrew. But I would just, we have to get into this right mode of thinking. All right. So, anyways, no more questions. We'll say good night and look forward to seeing everyone again. Everyone should have a wonderful night. Everyone stay healthy and safe. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on a second. You. I think this is it. Okay, fine. Can I ask you how to seven? How did this happen? I got Spotify here. This is crazy.
You have Spotify on you?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Where?